welcome back. We have a ton to cover today. I am really excited. So much of the hard work has already been done. Your excavation, your foundation, your exploration into strengths and values and brand qualities and brands you admire, what that says about you, how we've started deconstructing what the world wants us to be and who the world wants us to be, and rather reframing and really restating and redefining and putting out into the world, this is who we want to be. And as we know, our shared definition of branding throughout our course together is essentially, how do we bridge that gap between how you see yourself and how the world sees you? Right? So that's a lot of what we're going to do today, is start being on that bridge, right, of taking our theory, putting it into practice, talking about some best practices on how to actually start articulating the brand, how to start making choices according to the brand values and the things that you've articulated so far for yourself in our course. So essentially, this becomes a why you, right? Why you, why now? What is the distinctive, unique, bold version of you, the biggest version of yourself that we're now ready to put out into the world, right? So we are going to do a quick centering exercise, as always, something a little bit different today. So rather than closing your eyes and putting everything aside, I want to try a completely different type of centering, just as effective, but completely different. So stand up, put everything down, and just stand up wherever you are. And I want you to start shaking. So what you're going to do, you're going to start with your right hand, right? And start shaking first at your wrist. Just literally shake it all out. All the stress of the day, all the energy of the day. It's okay, nobody's watching. Just shake your right wrist. And now start moving it from the elbow. And then the whole hand. Go ahead, move the entire hand. And now get your left wrist involved, right? Keep the right one going. So now start the left, right, from the wrist. Then to the elbow. Then the whole hand. Just start moving your hands, flailing it around, right? Energy starting to move in our bodies. Throw some music on if it's easy and quick. All right, so now let's get our shoulders involved. So our whole arm is moving, it's shaking. Get your shoulders, roll them in, roll them out, up, down, perhaps alternate. Just keep shaking, shaking, shaking. This is going to start moving your torso, right? So keep moving the torso, left, right, stretch up, stretch down. Just shake it, right? Shake your hips from side to side, front to back. Just keep moving them, right? Get your head involved. At this point, your head's already going to be flailing. So get your head up, down, inside out. Right? Keep moving. Keep moving. Right? Excellent. Excellent. Keep going. And now get your feet involved, right? So now you are literally shaking like the hokey pokey. Get your right foot, your right leg, your right ankle. Just shake it out, right? All the stress of the day, everything that's been on your mind, everything that just, you know what? It just feels stuck and it doesn't want to move. Just shake it out. Literally shake it out. Get the left leg involved, all right? Get the left leg involved, put the right leg down, just start moving it from the ankle, twist sideways, move your knee up and down, your hip left and right. And now just start for a couple minutes, just start jumping. Just start jumping around, shaking anything that needs to get out. Sometimes we physically need to move energy around to see something from a unique perspective, right? This is an exercise that I do. Sometimes I literally just put the stopwatch on 60 seconds and just shake it out. You literally are moving. Mental, emotional, any type of energy is just shaking so we can restack, recalibrate, and resettle. So take 2 more seconds. Just jump, shake anything that needs to move. Maneuver your arms, shake out any kinks in your neck, in your lower back, on your feet. Roll your toes, crank your fingers a little bit. Head left to right, say yes, say no with your head. And then one deep breath. Pause. Stop shaking. All right, let it all out. Stay completely silent. It's completely still. Feel what's going on in your body, how much energy you just moved, how much stagnant stuff just moved around. Lower your hands, put your hands by your side, stay standing, close your eyes for a second, and just take a couple of deep breaths there. Just notice what's different, what's better, what's worse. Just notice. Doesn't matter. You don't have to judge it. Just observe. Deep breath in through the nose. Exhale out through the mouth. Make it audible. Right? Stick your tongue out. Nobody's watching. One more big breath in through your nose. Let it out through your mouth. Just let it all go. Any energy that no longer serves you, it is out. All right. Open your eyes. Go back and find your seat. Grab your pen, your paper, settle in. Get your breath back to normal. Have a sip of water if you need it. That might have been more cardio than we normally do in a given day. All right, let's get started. So, you had a lot of homework between last time and this time. So, a lot of looking at qualities. I hope, you know, whichever exercise spoke to you, that you were able to either rip them out of a magazine or think about brands that you're a frequent consumer of and why those brands really speak to you and circling those qualities, perhaps leaders or people or friends or family that you admire, right? Just really looking at what makes those people distinctive. Why do those qualities matter? How do you want to unleash and unearth even more of those qualities in your own brand? So I want you to go back. If you remember from our first session, I had asked you three questions. I had asked you, what do you want? What's something that you really want right now in your life? All right, a big goal. Something that is meaningful, whether it's a big move, changing jobs, figuring out, you know, a relationship that's been confusing, something that really is meaningful. And I want you to jot that back down or go back to your notes from session one and see where you have that. All right. Then number two, what are you going to get out of that goal? All right. So once you achieve that goal, you will have experienced what? Right? So once that goal happens, once you buy that house, what will you what feelings are you going to have? What will you have experienced for yourself? Peace of mind, joy, happiness, whatever it is. Jot that down, number two. And then finally, under number three, write down for me by when. By when would you like to achieve that goal? By when would you like to have that complete? Right? End of the year, end of the month, whatever that is for you. So here's the tough love, and here's how I want to frame our conversation today. What you actually want is what you wrote down for number two. That's what you actually want. When I asked you what you want, you answered me number one, because that is what your brain has told you is a feasible option or is doable or is within the realms of what's rational. What your body and your mind and your soul and your spirit and your leadership is actually craving is number two. Whether you wrote down freedom, peace of mind, less stress, whatever you wrote down for number two, that's what I want you to start anchoring your brand into. All right, that is where you're going to start feeling, wow, how do I find the other hundreds of ways I can get to number two? Number one, by the way, is just one of the strategies you've told yourself. You've told yourself it's the only one, right? We all do this, but there's hundreds of ways to get to that number two. That's what I want you to experience. How do you get to that number two? Ask yourself, right? What are the ways that I've limited myself now that I've redefined my values and my strengths and what's possible? How can I bring that number two into my life each and every day, every moment? So one way immediately to feel more fulfilled and more in alignment with your brand, let's say your word was freedom, and you feel stuck at a given moment, at a given opportunity, it's actually asking yourself, how can I bring freedom into this moment right now? It is such a powerful question. How can I bring in, fill in the blank for your number two, in this moment right now, or in this relationship right now, or this weekend? What might come up for you, right? Freedom might be a walk in the park. Freedom might be, I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to go on a silent meditation retreat. Freedom might be, I just want to shut off my phone for 2 hours. Freedom might be, I need to go see a movie. Right? It doesn't matter what it is. Don't be attached. It's just, it's going to produce so many more options of how you can access that thing that you are actually craving and wanting, much more so than just the one solution you had put for yourself with the blinders on. So carry this tool with you, please. Wherever you go, whenever you feel stuck, just ask yourself, what do I want? And then ask yourself, because you know the exercise now, ask yourself, what do I really want? What's underneath the surface? What am I actually craving? What is it that my heart's desire is really saying? That's your brand speaking to you. That is your brand coming alive within you. Allow that to have a voice. Allow that to have courage and space to speak, to experience, and then your job is to start listening. All right? Because how you see the world, right? How you see yourself, and then ultimately how the world is going to see you, those are the moments we need to start getting very good at talking about what we want, what we stand for, what we believe, why we're choosing this job or this company or this experience versus another one. All right? So take that tool. It is invaluable. Use it often. What do I want? And then ask yourself, what do I really want? And if you're stuck, ask yourself, what's really going on here? Because then you're very likely going to identify one of the blocks, one of our old friends, our old thought pattern. And then you know what to do, right? Thought, feeling, action, result. You put it through the model, you reframe it, you put your personal leadership mantra in there. You've done the hard work. You know what to do. Now we're just practicing the skills and putting them into action. So when you think about a brand coming to life, this is going to come back to choice. All right? There are so many different ways that we can have your brand be shifting, right? Because oftentimes people will ask me, well, I'm known this way. How do I now start becoming known the other way? So you're not going to be a new person. This person and these desires have always existed. The difference is you're now going to start speaking about it and making different choices and having different actions and behaviors around that. Okay? So I want you to be clear on which dimension of your brand do you feel most excited to put some choice and investment and change into? Because there's all different types of dimensions of a brand. What we've been working on is the internal brand, right? But there's a physical dimension of the brand, right? For example, what does your physical space look like? What about how you dress? What about, you know, your physical brand, is it important for you to feel neat, to feel sophisticated? Is it simple? What were the adjectives that came up as you were looking at the qualities that mattered to you, right? So there's our physical space. From dress to space to home, start making choices around that. Does that part of your brand matter to you? Right? Then we have our mental brand. Right? Mental is everything from what are the ideas that you toss around? Where do you have thought leadership? What are your strengths? Where's your expertise? Where is that content part of you, the IQ? Do you want to invest in that part of your brand? Do you want to start leading thoughtful conversations at work? Do you want to do a brown bag lunch and be a speaker somewhere? Do you want to write? Do you want to change the way that you interact on social media, right? These are all parts of, let's say, the mental part of our brand. What content are you surrounding yourself with? Then we have emotional parts of our brand, right? So the emotional brand is everything from our habits, reactions, stress patterns, how we manage our time, our preferences, our feelings, right? We've done a lot of work on this, right? When I had you during our excavation phase, ask yourself, what are those habits? What are those triggers for me that when I get triggered, I start reacting rather than responding? So ask yourself, is that a part of your brand that you want to start investing in now? The emotional dimension of your brand. You want to start putting that moment of pause, or you want to start managing your energy. Where are you making these choices? Right? Then we have the social component of your brand. Your network, how you collaborate, your emotional intelligence. How are you listening? How do you have presence with others? Are you introverted or extroverted? Your fun, your hobbies, how you make other people feel, right? There's a whole social dimension. Does that matter to you? If that matters to you and you want to elevate that part of your brand, then what kind of choices are you going to make? Who are you going to start hanging out with or not hanging out with? Remember, I told you, the clearer you get on who you are, some other people are going to start slowly exiting the stage, and that's okay. Don't be attached. As your light shines brighter, right, it's going to be threatening for some people, and that's all right. We let it go. Then we've got, you know, kind of more spiritual or purpose dimension of our brand, right? That's your connection, your why, how you center yourself, how you ground yourself. Do you meditate? Do you do acts of service? Do you have a gratitude practice? Right? All these things are another, an entirely different component of our brand. And I say all this not to overwhelm you, right? But you want to start choosing. You want to start choosing how you want each of these dimensions of your brand to be experienced. And the most simple way, right, back to choice, putting pen to paper, think about your physical brand. Pick one word of how you want people to think about your physical brand. Is it clean? Is it neat? Is it ornate? Is it creative? Right? Once you pick that word, a lot of clutter goes away because then you don't need to stress as much. Then you know, okay, when it comes to my brand and the physical dimensions of my brand, I'm committed to this or these types of qualities or these two or three ways. Same with mental brand, right? Do I want to be known as the big ideas person or the sharp or the fast one or the smart one, the successful one? Once you decide who you are versus who you're not, you're able to hone your energy much more specifically. Same with emotional brand, right? Do you want to be known as the deep person, more balanced, the free, the expressive person? The person who speaks their mind no matter what, right? The contemplative one. These are all choices, right? The problem is there's too many of them, and until we're able to, again, put that pen to paper, it's too much, right? For your social brand, right? Do you want to be known as the fun, easygoing? Do you want to be trusted? Do you want to be the one who energizes a group? The one who grounds a group? Choose. And you don't need to tackle all these dimensions of your brand at once, right? You might decide, you know what? The social, spiritual, emotional side of my brand doesn't matter, but the mental for where I am now, yeah, I really want to be a thought leader. I really want to get into the senior leadership of my organization. Great. So then it's about how are you shaping, thinking, developing ideas? What are the ideas? What's the content behind the ideas? How do you articulate them? How do you express them? Do you write about them? Are you always reading about them? Do you make time every day on your commute to check in to become that thought leader, right? These are all choices. And don't let the choices overwhelm you. Once you decide what you do stand for, 100 other things go away. So the next thing to think about is a branding statement. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be something that you share verbatim at a networking event or with your company. Again, this branding work is internal work. Once you are clear and the shifts have been made internally, I'm not worried because the external stuff happens. That's the ripple effect. Remember, that thought pattern leads to a feeling, right? Which leads to behavior. So now you're already doing it based on your new thought pattern, which then leads to some type of result. So I'm going to offer you a couple of different options on just the components of the branding statement. And then you just start picking, choosing, wordsmithing. That's the easy part. You've already done all the work. That's the best news of this whole thing, right? You've done the reflection. You've done the excavation. You've set the foundation. Now you're just wordsmithing. And again, this branding statement is very likely going to be something for you, something that you use as that internal guide, as that North Star, just that real sense of clarity when you're stuck. You come back to it and you say, is this in alignment with my brand? That's the practical application of this. It's not necessarily something you need to share out or read out, although you can. There's probably going to be components of it that you're going to use for your LinkedIn profile, for your, you know, networking event, to share with friends or colleagues if you're changing jobs, whatever it might be. So the components of a brand statement, all right, are things you've all done. So it's our values. That's going to be more the internal driver. It's the value you add. So kind of when I buy you, per se, right? What's the value that I know you're going to be adding, which goes right to our strengths, right? The three dimensions of our strengths: power, purpose, passion. And how do you use them? So not just the strength, but hey, how do you use them? But you've already done that homework, right? That's where do those accomplishments come in? Those achievements, those milestones, that allows the listener, the person you're going to be, you know, sharing this with, to understand an expected outcome. Hey, when I'm working with you, this is what I can come to expect. This is what that brand is all about because of your previous accomplishments, because of your strengths. Then the qualities, right? Those qualities that you worked on last time. Those that you really want to be expressive and explicit about out in the world, start using the language of those qualities. Interweave it in your communication. Put it into your resume. Put it into your brand statement. Put it into how you network and how you pitch yourself. Right? Another important dimension of a brand statement is who's the audience, right? For those of you who are in career transition or who want to be up-leveling your general presence in terms of more senior leadership, right? For those of you who are entering a workforce after being out for a while, who's the target audience or the target company or just in general, the target other party who's going to be experiencing you? Clarify that. That goes back to what do you want? Ask yourself again, what do I want? When I get that, what will I achieve? What will I have feel? Make sure you get to the root of what is it that you want and ask again, what do I really want? The paradox of focus. Don't forget. Have the courage to be really focused and really specific on the companies. It doesn't need to be everything to everyone. It doesn't need to be every consulting company. It doesn't need to be every financial services firm. Choose. And then finally, in terms of a component of the branding statement, why this matters? What's your purpose, your philosophy? But you've already done that. That goes back to your leadership philosophy, your personal mission. That deeper connection so people are able to move with you, to understand why you believe what you believe. So there's no right or wrong way, right? There's no formula. I wish there were, right? But this is going to be such a personal journey, but you have all the components. Now it's just a matter of which ones are you going to be explicit about, which ones are more implicit to help you guide your choices, and which ones do you want to share publicly, right? I.e. on a profile, on a resume, and so on. So I'll read you my brand statement, right? And again, this is something I come back to every 6 months. The promise you're going to make me is that this is not going to be a one-time deal, but this is going to be something that you reevaluate depending on where you are in whatever chapter of your life. Right? So my branding statement, and essentially what you're going to hear between this, is who it's for, right? The expected outcome, which again goes back to my accomplishments and the expected brand promise, the value I create, and a couple of my strengths and a couple of my values. So I did the same exact exercises that you did, and then I just started putting them together, copying and pasting, seeing what flow I liked. So mine came up with, I help high potential leaders transform their old patterns and habits from ones that stand in their way to ones that catalyze transformational change in their lives and in their businesses. I'm often called the executive whisperer. I couple my keen listening with my intuitive coaching approach to unleash potential within my clients so that they live their most inspired lives. Simple, clean, I've articulated my strengths in there, my values, who I like to work with, what I've experienced in the past, what they can expect from me, all in just two sentences. And again, this is not something that you need to go and put out into the world in an essay form, right? I don't go to events and read that. This is for me, right? This is my principal guidebook, my North Star, my compass. And then I have some type of tagline, right? You want to distill the essence of all of that into something short and sweet. So I say, you know, I help transform leaders, or I catalyze leadership transformations, or I help people get out of their own way, right? Like I'll give like a very bite-sized nugget. And the only reason you do that is to just have the person reach out and say, well, oh, that's so interesting. Well, what else? Right? So it's just a conversation opener. Sometimes I'll say, hey, you know how we're all walking around and we think we know what we're doing, but we've got no idea, you know, and we're afraid of our own shadows. Yes, I know what you mean. Well, that's what I do. I help people get out of their own way. So very informal. This doesn't need to be an elevator pitch the way we've been taught about elevator pitches. I don't believe in that. Because quite frankly, you rehearsing a 90-second elevator pitch is going to feel completely stilted, takes you away from presence and in what's happening in that moment with that human being in front of you, and is not the way that your brand is going to come off authentically. So I'd rather you have a sense, right, of your values, your purpose, your non-negotiables, your strengths, and how you use them. You've already done that. So now you get to go back through your journal and through your notebook and workbook and start picking. Take a highlighter and start picking, what are the phrases, what are the concepts, what are the ideas, what are the stories that really motivate me, the ones that really inspire me. Right, so you've done this, and that's the great news. Now it's just a matter of thinking, how do you put these words together and how do you create language in a way that is meaningful for what you want it to be? Right? I don't know why you entered this program, but I trust that exactly why you entered is going to be the reason for how we want to wordsmith and change and elaborate and use this from this point forward. Right? To be that compass, to be that North Star, to be that decision-making criteria. It basically becomes the funnel. You throw the decision into the funnel, which you've created, and then some things are going to be a yes, some things are going to be a no, some things are going to be a maybe, and here's why. Because the funnel has been articulated. That's the root of the work. All right? So components of your brand statement, again, your values. All right? The value you add. Which is a direct line to strengths. Your strengths, how you use them, sharing accomplishments or achievements or milestones, which then helps people understand the expected outcome or essentially the brand promise that when I work with you, I can expect X, Y, and Z. Then who's the target, whatever, company, audience, opportunity, what do you want, right? That's answering the question of kind of what do you want and who. And then ultimately why this matters, bringing in that purpose dimension, which is going to be more getting someone from their heart to connect with what you're saying rather than just with their brain. So that purpose, that philosophy. That, by the way, is 99% of how I do all of, I don't do business development. I just organically get referred from person to person, but that's how I connect with people. I just share the purpose. If you believe in this type of work, that's what I do. If you don't believe in it, no problem, right? I'm happy to refer you to a whole bunch of other colleagues or, you know, institutions. So the order in which you express these things really does not matter. It's knowing that you have your inventory now of the dimensions. And you have changed your thinking that a brand is not, I'm a VP at so-and-so organization. So what? That is replaceable. That can go away tomorrow morning. Your brand is so much more than your job title. Your brand is so much more than a profile, than a resume, than a school that you went to, than a certification that you have. Your brand is you. I'm ultimately buying you, the essence of the human being. What you're good at, what you like, what you stand for, what matters to you, what you've done in the past, where you have passion for the future. What a gift. What a gift for you to share that with the world. Rather than that fear-based, stilted answer of, oh, well, I work there and I work on, you know, marketing and strategy communication. Well, great. So do 100,000 other people. Right? The paradox of focus. A brand is about distinction. That's what I want you to come out of this with. All right? And it goes back to choice. Again, think about all the dimensions of your brand, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever comes up for you. We've worked really hard on the internal brand. Now it's a matter of where do you want to choose to express that externally and make that a choice as well. So I want to share with you now a couple of tips, tricks, strategies for those who, you know, feel stuck or feel super energized and are just ready to keep going at it. Let me just share with you just in general some best practices, things that I've seen and have tried with clients over and over again that work, that are a continuation of our branding conversation. And again, always an invitation. No need to take it all. Just take one or two things that really speak to you. So first and foremost, talked about this till I'm blue in the face, but the power of choice. Do not be everything to everyone. Start choosing. And even when you start seeing, wow, I picked a whole bunch of values, I have a whole bunch of strengths, keep narrowing down, keep narrowing that funnel. The second thing is, as you start making goals for yourself around how to bring the brand out into the world, make them micro goals. Strive for continuous improvement, all right? Not for this big, bold, yep, I'm going to do this and I'm going to save the world and I'm going to get this new job. It's too much and you're going to feel defeated and then you're going to stop. So we all know the acronym SMART, right? Do SMART goals. They're specific, they're measurable, they're actionable, right? They're realistic and they're time-bound. Make them bite-sized because what happens is all of a sudden you're going to be in your momentum and your mojo. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. You look back a week from now, you have done 20 micro goals, which is a lot more than the one thing you would have done if you just made the one macro goal. Keep track of it. Honor yourself and celebrate. It's a really important part of the process. Not just having the goals, but then saying, whoa, okay, I did a lot this week. I'm really happy. I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to take the afternoon off, take myself to lunch. Right? Whatever you want to do, there needs to be a component of celebration. If not, this becomes hard work, and that's not why we're here. Branding is about self-discovery. Self-discovery is all dimensions of you, including fun, rest, peace, balance, all of it. Doing a 360 poll. So this is a tool that might work for some of you, might not. I really like this. So what I mean by 360 poll, think 360 degrees of a circle. Who's in your life right now? All right, I want you to pick 20 people. Old bosses, current bosses, colleagues, friends, parents, kids, people who know you well, people who don't know you that much, people that you would value knowing how they perceive your brand. And you're going to do an anonymous poll, or it doesn't have to be anonymous, and shoot out an email. And you can blame it on me, just say I have this branding homework I need to do. And you're going to ask them one simple question. What are the three words that you would use to describe me? And what you're going to get back is either 1,000 different words, in which case that's information, then we know your brand is too scattered, or you're going to start getting the same words over and over and over again. And that's helpful because then we know, oh, okay, so every time someone thinks of me, they think of the word energy. How interesting. So I should use that as part of my value proposition. I should use that when I'm introducing myself. I should use that on my cover letter. So pick as many people as you want. 20, I find, is just a really juicy sample size. Do 5, do 10, it's fine. Nothing less than 5, because then you're really just getting personal. It's too specific. You know, then we can have outliers and it throws off the whole sample. Do 10, 15 people if you can, 20 ideally. And ask them, what are the three words that you would use to describe me? Or if you want, the three words that you would use to describe my brand. It's a fascinating exercise. People are happy to do it. You'll have the results really quickly. And very helpful. So what you want to do then is not change your brand that we've been developing. Just take a look. Is how they are all perceiving me the same as how I perceive myself? Have we learned anything different? Do I need to adapt anything? Wow, they're all saying I'm calm. And I was thinking I was the opposite of calm, that I was kind of hyper and frantic. So there's a disconnect. Because then you get to go back to choice. How you choose to show up in those interactions. How you express yourself a little bit more conscientiously or a little more intentionally based on the adjectives and the words and the qualities that you want to be sharing out into the world. All right, so try that. Try that 360 poll. Another tip, right? Take some courageous steps on social media, on LinkedIn. Start putting some of those qualitative words, features, you know, whatever has come up in your exercises, in your exploration, start putting some of those words. This allows you to reframe your language, right? This allows you to stop using what has been defining you up to now and start educating your audience, educating the public, educating your employer, your colleagues, your teams, in terms of the types of words that you think when you think about yourself. It's subtle. It's very helpful. Over time, you're going to actually notice people start using those same words back to you. So take some courageous steps. I'll give you one of my examples. When I was first working on my coaching bio, I was working with a whole bunch of different organizations at the time, and I was submitting my bio, and I had the word holistic in there very intentionally, because as you know, it's part of my brand. I believe in inside-out work above anything else. And I had one company come back to me and say, bio looks great. Could you just remove that word holistic? I think it's a little too woo-woo for our clients. Now, old Valia would have completely removed it, said, sorry, I'll make the change and send it right back. And I almost did. And took a moment of pause, that moment of leadership. I breathed and I just sat and thought to myself, is holistic a quality that I want to be known for? And I had an unabiding, unresounding yes in my heart, in my mind. And so then that was a difficult choice. I put it through my decision-making filter. I sorted it through my values and what I want to stand for. And what came out was, you know what? This was a really sexy company to have on my resume, but it's not going to work. Because if you don't want someone holistic, I'm not the right coach and partner and person for you. So be courageous. Put those words out there. Now, fast forward, by the way, they ended up keeping the word holistic because they wanted me. So kept the word holistic in there. After I started interviewing with a bunch of clients in the organization, the number of times that people said, oh, by the way, I picked your bio versus the other coaches' bios because you had this word holistic and I was really curious, or I wanted something a little bit more deeper than, you know, what the company traditionally offers. So for what it's worth, sometimes the scariest word that you're going to put in there is the same exact word or concept that's going to be attached to your greatest freedom, to your greatest success. And I always smile to this day, and I remind myself, never not be my full authentic self, because it's going to attract the exact clients and the exact experiences that are going to be most meaningful for me and for them. Even on this program, right? I have said things that span the line of, you know, personal, professional, leadership, self-mastery, right? There's things I probably wouldn't say depending on a certain audience, but it's not about that. This is about your brand and about being bold and being big and realizing that all parts of ourselves make us who we are. And I can talk about leadership development and spirituality, and that's okay because that's the type of coach and trainer that I am. Somebody else might not want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but that's great because there's somebody for everyone. And think about that for yourself too. There is something for everyone. So be more of who you are so you can start attracting exactly the right people who are meant to magnetize to you. Right? A brand is about how we are different, not how we are better. So I want you to stop the comparison game, a lot of the stuff that came up in excavation. Stop looking over your shoulders. Stop saying, well, he does it this way and she does it that way and I have to be better at that and I'm not good enough at that. That's done. You know how to handle that. You go back to excavation. I want you to be more of you because different, that paradox of focus, is where a brand happens. Another tip, I want you to start saying yes, okay? Stop saying no, stop rationalizing, stop giving excuses, right? Start saying yes to projects and people that feel aligned to your top three values and to the brand you want to put out there. It might not make sense, by the way. You might be saying yes to an opportunity that you're like, huh, I wonder where that came from. That makes absolutely no sense rationally. It's okay. That might be opening a completely new door for you, personally, professionally, whatever it is. Start saying yes. Stop listening to that mental chatter. You know what to do with it. Put your personal leadership mantra in there. Allow it to take shape. Get those feelings in your body that are ones that are serving you rather than hurting you. And then the action will be saying yes. Another tip, I want you to take a real honest look at your job, at the role, at the company, at the people in your life, and just simply ask, are our values aligned? Do I see possibility of alignment? Okay, you have done a lot of work on yourself through this program. You have discovered things. You have unearthed possibilities. So we need to make sure that the people in your world are in alignment. And even if they don't see what you see, that there is a possibility, or that fundamentally there is agreement, or there's at least overlap in terms of values, in terms of those belief systems, in terms of what matters, in terms of how the company or the person or the relationship that you're in walks the talk. And then perhaps a difficult conversation or courageous conversation comes out of that. That's okay, because you're being true to the value, and then you'll get the answer that you need, whether it's yes, no, or something in between. I want you to reframe your language. Catch yourself. If you hear yourself saying, well, I have to do this and I should do that, get rid of the have to's and the shoulds. A brand is about I want to, I can't wait to, I'm excited to, I'm committed to. Change the words that you use, and I promise you, the feelings in your body are going to completely change. Literally, you will start feeling differently, which is going to then allow that action to be completely different. All right, so I've thrown a lot at you today. So your homework between now and next time, right? Play with this branding statement. Just play with it, create it, write it down so that you have some tangible output of all of the discovery and excavation and foundation work that you've done. Even if this is just in a journal that you read every morning to center yourself, fantastic. That's really powerful. And then start pulling out the words, the phrases, the concepts, the stories that you want to be sharing out into the world. And by the way, you don't need 100 different stories. Pick the two that you're going to be sharing consistently, because then you're going to start being able to add flavor and dimension and make it much more engaging. So that's going to be one piece of homework, right? Working on the branding statement, on the stories, on the values, just crafting it into something tangible, okay? And then just start choosing. What are you committing to? Of all the dimensions of the brand, where do you want to start focusing? So you have a couple of mini commitments for yourself. All right, don't call it something big, scary, like a development plan. It's fine if you want to, but what are the two or three areas that you really want to invest some time? You know, I want to take a look at my relationships and just really notice my energy in terms of my different relationships. Or you know what? Time to rewrite that resume. I want to change the language. I want it to be in alignment with my brand. Just pick the two or three things that you are wanting to commit to that will allow the brand to take shape and take form. All right, and go back. If you feel stuck at any point, go back to your values exercise, go back to your strengths exercise, right? Just you'll go back to those qualities, the language, see where your strengths and your values overlap. Go to your strength circles. Where do those overlap? Just keep getting back into that intention. Make sure you center yourself. Take any of our centering exercises that we've done together. All right, and next time when we regroup, we're going to go through overall how to keep this alive, how to keep momentum moving forward, right? Sort of next steps, making sure that this sticks, and some best practices that I want to share from clients and from organizations that have really worked over time and have helped people transform their brands. And again, I threw a lot at you today. I'm going to throw a lot at you next time. No need to take it all. You pick the one, two, three things. All right? And go back to that, what do you want exercise, right? What is your North Star? What is it that you stand for no matter what? All right? So be well, be bold, be brave, go where you're uncomfortable going, and I will see you here next time.